Mike, tell me about the legislation that the governor now has put into force with his signature. What is this legislation and what are your feelings on its passage?
Well, Senator Munslinger led the effort. Senator Brian Munslinger, he introduced Senate Bill 16, which would exempt youth from certain labor requirements on farms and ranches in the state of Missouri. The reason he did that, or at least part of the reason, was the Department of Labor released a rule back in 2011 that would essentially ban youth from working on farms and ranches under the age of 16. And it was a ludicrous rule. It was outrageous. It was out of line. And so what it did allow us to do in Missouri is take a look at our own rules on the books and see what needs to be cleaned up. And there are some things that need to be cleaned up. I wanted to make clear that youth had the right to work on farms and ranches in the state, and Brian led that effort, and then in the House, Tony Duggar led that effort, and today Governor Jay Nixon signed it into law, and we're very pleased about that.
Let's talk about some of the reasoning behind why people seem to have been so up in the air about the proposed ruling that was eventually put aside, but we talk about it being outrageous, ludicrous, but what is the advantage of keeping kids working on farms?
The advantages are, we'll have to have a segment 2 hours long just to talk about that. I mean, on the surface, people that not involved in agriculture, the easy thing for them to understand would be hard work, the value of hard work and earning a living and earning a little cash, and I think they can understand that. And also just empowering the next generation and giving them experience on farms and ranches and a noble profession of feeding a growing global population. On a personal note, my father passed away in a tractor accident when I was 11, and having youth work on farms and ranches at a young age helps them to be aware of the dangers that of some things on farms and ranches and helps keep them safe. Farm safety is a big deal, and I think that this helps that.
The way you view it, does this prevent federal agencies from creating rules that might prevent kids from working?
Well, it certainly doesn't do anything to stop federal agencies from their path of overregulation that they have continued down over the past 5 years, but it does safeguard us here in the state of Missouri. It does protect our youth. It does empower our youth and allow them to engage in practices with adult supervision on our farms and ranches. So on the federal level, I guess it really doesn't do much of anything. We still have to have NCBA and Farm Bureau and other groups making sure that these regulatory agencies in D.C. understand the impact of their decisions on real America. So it doesn't do much there, but certainly good for the state of Missouri, and it does do a lot here.